Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's National Volunteer Week, and the great people with Stratford House The Blessing Food Bank have certainly been shouting out and celebrating volunteers all this week. And Aaron Balzer from Stratford House The Blessing Food Bank joins us this morning. Aaron, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Jamie.
Aaron, this is National Volunteer Week, and with you in social media, you've done a great job this week shouting out and celebrating the volunteers at Stratford House The Blessing Food Bank.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't operate without our volunteers, and we have so many amazing volunteers. We have a number of different teams of people who do different jobs at the food bank. So, for example, we have our food bank volunteers who actually serve our clients, really important job. We have our delivery team who pack and deliver food deliveries to those who can't come into the food bank. We have a small team that does our warehouse, and so they sort food, they accept donations, they keep the warehouse sorted and clean. And then we have special event volunteers who come in for a program like the Christmas Toy Program or help us with a food drive. And one actual team of volunteers that doesn't get shouted out as much but is really important is our board of directors.
Okay.
And we'll be shouting them out today on social media. And they're volunteers as well, and they're very important to any not-for-profit, and so we appreciate them as well.
Oh, absolutely. So you spotlighted it right there in terms of things like the delivery team, you know, certainly the food bank, certainly people working front of house, and the special events and programs. A lot of volunteers behind the scenes that you may not even be aware of.
Absolutely, yeah. If you've never been into our food bank, you might have no idea the what goes on and the work it takes. And,
you know, sure.
We have a very small staff team that works hard, but we certainly couldn't do it if it was just the seven of us.
Yeah, so again, really celebrating the volunteers that help out, certainly as part of National Volunteer Week with Stratford House The Blessing Food Bank. And just recently, yeah, you had a food drive. How did that go? I heard it was a big success, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we did really well. I think we got over 5,000 pounds of food, which is amazing. The next few months tend to be a little bit slower for donations, and so we're sort of stocking up for the summer months, which is great.
Okay, and we've got some big events coming up. We've got to do a shout out for the amazing people at the Hog Jog, and this is for June 18th, the Hog Jog 2025, always a big event, including the 10K run, but proceeds from this event going to Stratford House The Blessing Food Bank.
That's right. We're really honored to be the recipients of the Hog Jog funds this year. We will be putting those funds towards turning our red van into a refrigerated vehicle.
Oh, wow.
So that will help us when we're moving perishable foods, things like meat, things like milk, dairy, that sort of thing. And so we're really excited to be able to have a refrigerated vehicle.
Something that
has happened before.
Yeah.
We will be looking for volunteers for Hog Jog.
Okay. So, speaking of which.
Yeah, hogjog.ca is where you can sign up for that. Yeah, it's exciting. Can I actually just shout out a couple specific volunteers, Jamie?
Oh, sure, please do.
There's three people I want to shout out. There's a lot of people I could shout out and could kind of give props to, but there's three that I really want to kind of highlight. The first is actually our first ever volunteer, and that's Norm Keel. So Norm and Florence were our founders, and Norm is in his 90s, and he still comes once a week, goes to all the grocery stores, collects from the donation bin, and brings that in. And so we love Norm. We love to have that connection with our history. There's two other people I also want to highlight. One is Steve. We have a couple Steves, but Steve N, and he comes in basically every day, every morning, and works down in our warehouse sorting and organizing, and we really appreciate him. He's, you know, basically 5 days a week every morning, and he's a huge part of the team. And then another person who's in very regularly, you know, at least four times a week really, is Stephanie, and she does a lot of our bowl painting. I think last year she painted about 200 of our bowls for Empty Bowls, and she takes photographs for us. She's done our team photographs, and so I just want to shout out Stephanie and Steve and Norm, as well as all the other amazing volunteers.
Oh, there you go. That's awesome. And speaking of which, big news with Empty Bowls coming up in October.
Yeah, we're really so excited that it's coming back as an in-person event. It's been sort of a modified event the last few years, but we're really thrilled to have it back at the Rotary Club, the Rotary Center, and we're putting things together.
Yeah.
There's going to be live music, there's going to be a silent auction, maybe a live auction. It's going to be a really fun night out, and so we hope lots of people will join us.
Oh, I think so. I think people have been missing that in-person event. It's been great having Empty Bowls at Stratford House of Blessing, certainly as we had pivoted through the last couple of years, shall we say. But so great to have this back. So it's Friday, October 24th, Empty Bowls for Stratford House of Blessing Food Bank, an in-person event that is going to be happening at the Stratford Rotary Complex, so we look forward to that. Gosh, Aaron, anything else on the go? I suppose we should mention we will be seeing you on stage in the not-too-distant future.
That's right. Talking of not-for-profit organizations and volunteers, I'm a part of two other organizations. One is the Community Players of New Hamburg. And next week, starting on Thursday, I will be on stage in their production of Matilda the Musical.
Wow.
It's a great show. It's so fun. It's full of kids, and they're unbelievably talented. There are still tickets available, so you can get those at thecommunityplayers.com.
And that's in New Hamburg. So we wish you a great run with that. Great success with that. How do you find the time, Aaron?
I don't know. You just make it work.
Yeah, make it work.
You just miss sleep for a couple months.
You time shift that way. Yeah. And again, hats off to everyone at Stratford House of Blessing Food Bank, particularly the volunteers this week as we celebrate National Volunteer Week. Aaron Balzer, thanks, Aaron. Thanks so much for the details in your celebration of volunteers, and have a great run with Matilda.
Thanks, Jamie.